You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, for the one of the last times, I get to say 1380 WPHM because, as you know, WPHM is moving to 105.5 on Monday. That's our big moving day. So we're talking about the station, and our stations here at Radio First, and another one of our stations is going through a big change as well, and that is that Chuck Santoni is retiring from Q Country 107. Chuck,
that I am.
Say it ain't so.
I didn't think I'd be in here today. I mean, you know, I left last Friday.
Well, well, through the magic of radio, you've come back a week after your retirement. First and foremost, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's a big deal.
You know, I thought years back, I thought, boy, if I could make it to 70. And that rolled around, and I went, you know, if I go to 73, I'll put in 50 years in radio. So I started at WABX in Detroit in the spring of 1976. And sure enough, we got 50 years now. So
wow.
21 that's, years here.
That's fantastic. Yeah. 21 years here.
That's something.
That is something.
Yeah.
So I want to go all the way back to 1976. What gave you the audacity to say I could be on the radio? What
I had a speech class in high school, and a guy that you might know by name, at least, a Dan Yesian. I don't know if you've heard that name. Okay,
no,
he's a pretty big deal in the Detroit area. He was my speech teacher.
Okay,
and he said Chuck's got a good radio voice. Well, at that time, being a music nut, you know, buying my first 45 at 3 years old. By the way, a 45 is a small record. It's like a single. And so my ABX had just started. WABX, first free-formed radio station in Detroit, had came on the air in 1967. And this was about 68. And the light bulb went off in my head when he said that. And I went, ooh, I would love to do that. Yeah. You know, I knew that my life had to revolve around music because I was somewhat a musician as well. And sure enough, college radio, where in 1972-73, I met a mutual friend of ours, a guy by the name of Ken Calvert, came in to WORB in Farmington Hills and looked at me and said, hey, I'd like to do this. And as soon as I heard his voice and he went into one of his tales, I went, this guy's a natural. So I showed him how to work the board. And it wasn't long. I think it was about 74. He landed a job at W4 in Detroit. And then he was pulled over to WABX, and he brought me in 76.
Who were some of the other names at ABX?
Steve Dahl.
Yeah.
Well, I was doing overnight. Steve Dahl was doing the morning show. Dennis Frawley. At the time I was there, Jerry Lubin. Dan Carlisle was off somewhere else. But, yeah. Oh, my first shift, Jerry Goodwin, who had been around the top 40 radio stations and was really a cool guy. Interestingly enough, my first shift was on a Saturday night. I went in, Jerry was on air, and he looked at me and he said, are you nervous? And I said, yeah. And he said, I bet. He said, before I do every air shift, I have to go to the bathroom first. So anyway,
so
76, and so it went from there.
So it went from there. You mentioned W4.
Who
was the morning guy at W4?
Howard Stern.
How about that?
And I was the midday guy. And I'm sure I've told you the tale before on Stern, and I don't think I can really get into it on air, so I won't share that with you.
But that must have been an experience.
It was, yeah. Stern was not as you see him today. He was like a kid from New York, New York Jewish guy with a popped polo shirt. You know, he was a character on air, but he was pretty normal guy off air.
Right, right. So. Just kind of almost introverted, really.
Yes.
Yeah. As so many people in radio sometimes tend to be. So what brought you to Port Huron?
I was working in Detroit. I was doing part-time at the time at WMGC, Magic, it was called. It was part of the Greater Media Group. And At that time, a local sales manager, I think he was a local sales manager, was a guy by the name of Scott Shigley.
I know him.
Yeah. He's our, of course, our general manager mm-hmm. here, and vice president. So he was down there doing sales, and Larry Smith, rest his soul, mm-hmm. Was looking for someone to fill Brian Harper's place.
Yeah.
And I guess Brian Harper asked for too much money, and they went, okay. and Scott came up to me, and he said, hey, you're looking for full-time? I said, yeah, sure I am. He said, would you think about working up in Port Huron? And I thought about it, and I realized I would have to move Joe, mm-hmm. And that was a struggle in the beginning. But, you know, it all worked out so well. Mm-hmm. Larry hired me. I was the morning show host and program director. And then Joe met up with Carly Van Dyke. What was her last? Catchman was her name, over at Port Huron Northern.
Joe's your son.
Joe's my son. You know, Joe found his voice with Carly. And, you know, his
what
career,
a voice it is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
His career has blossomed. He's still out in L.A. doing movies and a variety of things.
Yeah.
So it worked out very well for us. I thank Larry up and down. And I thank Scott because Scott knew Larry, had mm-hmm. worked here before,
yeah.
and recommended me. So that's how it all came to be.
It's a small world, radio, isn't it?
It is. It sure is. And it gets smaller all the
well,
time.
Well, it does. I mean, how have you seen this industry change in the 50 years that you've been part of it?
You know, in the day, when I'm saying the 70s and rock radio and 80s, they were, if you were a well-known personality, you could make a pretty penny.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, with things like voice tracking, you find that there's a ton of stations that don't even have live local content anymore.
Sure, sure.
Everything is voice tracked. That's what's kind of beautiful about our stations here in Port Huron,
right.
is that, you know, we do live local content. So yeah. it's nice to have that. But yeah, there's been a lot of changes. And it's, you know, if Joe came up to me and said, Dad, I'm thinking about getting into radio, I would tell him, there's other things you yeah. can make a lucrative.
Maybe as a hobby, but yeah exactly. It has changed a lot. You're absolutely right. I will mark in professional radio next year 40 years.
Attaboy.
It sneaks up on you, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does. That time
number
flies.
Gets big.
I was going to say, time flies when you get older, Paul. And
yeah.
if you haven't realized that yet.
No, I'm beginning to recognize that.
Yeah.
So what are your retirement plans?
I play a little piano. I have ever since my youth. I'm going to get more serious about that. I play a little guitar. I have for a long time. I used to be a pretty decent drummer. Was asked to audition for Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band back in the day.
Wait a minute. I feel like every time I talk to you, I learn something new that I didn't know before.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
I got my first job at WABX. It was 1976. The drummer of the Silver Bullet Band was a dear friend, a guy that I grew up with two blocks away from me, Charlie Martin. And Charlie was still living with his aunts and uncles, and he was walking home. His car ran out of gas on the Southfield Freeway. I shouldn't say he was walking home. He was walking down a service
yeah.
ramp with a can of gas, and a drunk woman hit him, and he became paralyzed from the waist down. So my name popped up
mm-hmm.
because they said, Charlie, we want to keep the band local. Do you know any drummers? And Charlie and I knew each other from drumming mm-hmm. pretty much. So I got asked to audition. I hadn't played seriously. Punch Andrews called the ABX hotline and said, Santoni, hey, I understand you're a drummer. I said, I used to be a decent drummer, Punch. Yeah.
yeah.
I said, I haven't played seriously in a couple of years. He said, put that kit together and putz around with it and come down for an audition. And I said, you know, I just got my first job in radio here at WAB. It's my dream job.
Mm-hmm.
Punchy, I'm not good enough for you. Thank you for the offer, though. And that's how that went down.
How different life would have turned out, huh?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Could have been,
good
yeah.
stuff. Well, Chuck, we wish you all the best in retirement.
Thank you.
It's been great working with you. I've really enjoyed getting to know you. Don't be a stranger. Come back.
I'm sure I will.
From time to time.
Yeah.
Not too often. Not too early.
Exactly.
And maybe one of the speakeasies downtown one of these days. I'll see you playing the piano.
I doubt that. Anyways, yeah. All right. If it's a player piano, then maybe.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Chuck Santoni retiring after 50 years in radio.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you, Chuck. Take care.